In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Heart of Mary, Saint Joseph, Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, the famous saint who received the apparitions or the revelations from our Lord on his Sacred Heart, and the importance of devotion to his Sacred Heart, wanting people to realize that God loves us with a most tender love, that his love, the divine heart of Jesus, is a human love too, but it's in its fullest and most perfect way, because it's united to the God-man, and that our Lord wants us to know that he loves us as God and man, and as the God-man. And so he revealed to Margaret Mary, Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, you know, the pierced heart of his Sacred Heart, to show how much and to the degree that he loves us. And one of the things that maybe has come from the Sacred Heart devotion, which maybe has fallen out of practice, you know, we can talk about the promises of the Sacred Heart of Jesus to those who make the 9 first Fridays. But the other one, which is probably more important because it's every day you're to do this, and that is, of course, the morning offering, where our Lord taught St. Margaret Mary Alacoque that we should offer everything that we do, everything that happens to us, our joys, our sorrows, our sacrifices, the trials and tribulations of the day, and the good things. We should all offer them all to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And that's the traditional prayer. If you find one of a morning offering, it should always be offering everything to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And this is important because, as even the children at Fatima were told by Our Lady, that we should make sacrifices and offer them in reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. But every day, you know, when we get up in the morning, we should offer that day to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, because then it becomes a virtual offering that we give to him. If we should forget our morning offering, you know, that we, throughout the day, we sometimes, you know, lose sight of things, and we need always reminders that when we make the morning offering, at least we've made the virtual intention that all those things that happen to us, the good, the bad, we are making an offering in reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. They become acts of love. And we don't want those things to be, especially in our day, to be wasted that can be offerings to the Divine Heart of Jesus and be seen as acts of love. Now, that means that we could and should renew our morning offering throughout the day, not just in the morning, but to remind ourselves and to renew our intention so that it becomes so much foremost in our minds and hearts that we're doing everything throughout the day in loving union with Jesus and Mary, and to make reparation to the two hearts, especially to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is something that we should see as a great grace, that we're able to offer everything that we do to Jesus. And that's something that we don't want to waste those opportunities. You know, so many times we have impatiences, or something happens throughout our day that we maybe lose sight of the fact that we've offered them to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And that's when the grace comes and we remind ourselves, oh, you know, I need to offer it up. Not necessarily as yesterday I heard on Catholic radio, we offer it up, not necessarily because it's going to make anything better for us at that moment. It may not do anything to help us at that moment directly to find peace or joy. Maybe, you know, it's not going to be an immediate response necessarily, but we're offering it up so that Jesus may take it and use it for the good of souls and for the good of the moral order of the universe, you might say, and to unite it to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And doing so, then we become a part of Christ's redemptive work. And then that, because it's we do that, then indirectly, and maybe even more directly, it will eventually come back to us. All that we offer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus is not lost. It is saved and will be returned to us, especially if we have consecrated ourselves to Our Lady. Those merits that we have coming back to us will be preserved. And those that we offer up for the good of other souls, Our Lady and Our Lord will use them more effectively. And if we make that virtual offering in the morning, we give Our Lord and Our Lady much more to work with for the salvation of souls. But it's important because God wants us to cooperate. You know, we think, well, what can I, you know, Jesus has done everything already, so what good is my little offering? It's because Jesus has taken all that into consideration, that what we do, He unites to His work on the cross. He said, take up your cross and follow me. Of course, our Lord has done the major work and has obtained the redemption of all mankind, but He wants us to cooperate in the work of salvation for the good of all souls. And so our little offering is applied to this or that particular need of some soul. It becomes a part of the charity and the work of the church, the mystical body of Christ, and filling up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ, is that He wants our hearts to be united to His, to be united in that work which His was most pleasing and gave Him the most joy in His heart, and that was redeeming us. The work of redemption was that which gave our Lord, you know, He says, He was so almost in ecstasy when He talked about His going to Calvary, that, you know, that His heart was so full of joy, so full of love for us. And He wants us to be participating in that with Him because He wills it that way, not because He needs it or has to have it, but because He wants to unite us to His Sacred Heart in the work of salvation. What a great, humble God we have, who takes our pity little offerings and unites them to His Sacred Heart, and they become infinite in value. So let us ask Our Lady today in a special way to help us to become more mindful of offering everything we have at the beginning of the day to her most loving Son for our salvation and for the salvation of all souls, and to make reparation for all those many sins out there that offend our most loving Redeemer and His most loving Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.